post-game Saturday with Martin Grubb, first game back at home since clinching the title, and you talked last week about keeping the wheels going and keeping it honest, I suppose, for the other teams in the league, and the kind of job done that tonight.
Yeah, I mean, I think before the game, the message was that we'd set a standard for ourselves all season. You know, we had to maintain these standards, to maintain our consistency in the run-up to the playoffs. And also, there was a big message about playing with pride, because I don't think anybody wants to have the, kind of, the elation of last weekend and winning the league against Billingham and their building. And then coming home, and obviously if you come home and you don't play so well and you lose a hockey game, I don't think there's a lot of pride in that, and it's just not a good way to do things. So we spoke about that before the game, and well, I thought for the first two periods we were obviously in control. We got 4-0 up and we were looking okay. Telford, we're obviously pushing when they had chances, but we limited them. And then at the start of the third, they battled harder on us. For 20 minutes, they battled harder on us, and we switched off a little bit and thought we could just go through the motions. And we got a couple of quick goals before the 10-minute mark, and then you've got to pick it up a little bit, and you've got to work a wee bit harder than you really should. And they end up, like you said, it's a case of job done. We did want to keep it honest. We did want to make sure that we kept our run going. But I've just said to the players there that, you know, that intensity Telford played with for 15, 20 minutes in the last period there is the intensity you're going to find in a playoff game, and we need to get to that level for the rest of our season. So we'll take the positive of the winning, we'll take the learning points that we need to tidy up and pick up on, and obviously we'll go again next week.
And you can kind of understand their intensity, because they're battling at the wrong end of the league. They had a similar sort of situation last week, to come from behind winning Blackburn. So they're battling to avoid automatic relegation, so they're going to be playing kind of for their lives. So
yeah, I mean,
like you say, playoff hockey.
I think what I said was a desperate team's a dangerous team, and that's what it proved. They've done a great job coming from behind last week in Blackburn, and you know, they could have got us tonight. They weren't far away for a couple of bounces. You might feel that they were a bit unlucky, but you know, for our point of view, as we say, we've got to be up to that level. It was always, I think, for last night's practice to tonight's game, it was always going to be a little bit loose for us in the back of winning things so early. And I think that's kind of the free week, as I've said to the players there. It's kind of a free week. We've done our job. We've got the one game weekend. We can go and enjoy ourselves now at home, and then we go back to work next week, and we make sure we start to look to get back to kind of top form for the playoffs.
Away from the hockey scene, obviously, we talk every week about the Vasilenko Suite. People might not know where it is in the ice bowl. Vasilenko, a big player with the Dumfries Vikings.
Yeah, I mean, I know when I first came here, it was the 93-94 season when it started, and Vas was one of the Ukrainian imports that was brought in, and you know, instantly he had a rapport with the fans, his teammates. Everybody in the league recognised how good a hockey player he was, how good a person he was, and well, he's seen rightly so as a legend in these parts, and hence the name that we've given this media suite is the Vasilenko Media Suite. Somebody that a lot of people keep in touch with for Dumfries is just kind of one of these players that everybody took them to his heart, and really nice guy.
And the memorabilia we've got here?
Yeah, I mean, you can see the memorabilia, some of the Vasa's strips, and there's a stick up there as well with I think it was the first year he got 100 points, and then we kind of move on a little bit for some of Vasa's era into the era where we, the famous night that we beat Manchester Storm here in the playoffs, we, the players that were in that team would still laugh and call it the bogey bonus. Our owner and sponsor at the time had a bonus on offer for the players, so that's then side by side of the night. It was 16.5 or 16.7 in the, what was the 9X at that time, then went up to be the MEN, and it was, at the time it was the biggest crowd in Europe, and it was an experience that a lot of us will never forget. And you know, you kind of move through that Vikings era into the Sharks era, and we've got some former captains up there, and we've got some pictures of treble winning teams. Now we've got a little space at the end that we've created, so you know, hopefully that space can get taken up. At the moment it's a double winning team, and I think as we've been discussing week on week, we've got ambitions of making it a treble winning team, so that's the spaces there. There's some, I'd say there's a mixture of the jerseys, there's pucks, there's sticks, and obviously there's photographs of the kind of teams that have been in here, so yeah. A lot of legends in this room.
It certainly is. It's a pleasure to work here every week, so Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Steve.